Daniel Reese moved with his family from Seattle to Fresno to take care of his parents about a year ago, but found it really hard to find a job.
I was pretty much on the verge of going homeless. I'm a family man, 3 children.
He looked up and down the valley for any decent paying job, but found none.
Started doubting myself, like, wow, what did I do? The jobs that we're hiring were very part-time at very low pay rate. I didn't know where I was going to go from week to week.
But thanks to one of the first construction jobs in advance of the much-disputed initial stretch of California high-speed rail, Reese's luck turned around. In early June, he was hired as a supervisor on a hazardous waste abatement team through Catch Environmental in Fresno. Their task? The 24 men spend their days clearing out unsafe material, like lead and asbestos, from sites that will soon meet the wrecking ball. At Catch Environmental's warehouse, just north of the Fresno airport, Paul Cacciadorian's team gathers the equipment they need for the day. Gas masks, brooms, shovels, and air purifiers. It's not a glorious job, but it's one of the first visible signs of work on California's controversial high-speed rail project. But for these men, it's more than a project milestone. It's a job and a chance for a fresh start. Reese didn't have any experience working in construction, but when he heard about this job, he jumped at the opportunity.
I'm a chef by trade. I cooked for 20 years. Coming to this environment was just an opener, you know. I knew it was going to be hard work, but I'm used to hard work. I have no knowledge at all as far as asbestos, lead, or anything like that.
Reese's story isn't unique. A lot of these men have been without work for months on end. But some of them have a past, felonies and even jail time. And that's why Cacciadorian hired them.
I want to have an opportunity to lift people up and to give them well-paying jobs that are full-time and long-term.
Cacciadorian and the high-speed rail team gave Reese and the others ample training in lead and asbestos removal, as well as in safety and environmental hazards. Elizabeth Jonathan is a spokeswoman for the state's future bullet train.
Catch has really gone out of its way to hire these men that would probably not have been given other chances. He has seen talent in men, prepared them, everything from basic training to managerial level training, so that they can take this with them for the rest of their lives.
So what does this mean for high-speed rail? Jonathan says that while we aren't seeing bridges and tracks yet on the future rail line, people are getting jobs. She says that's important because the Valley has
historic low unemployment, has low educational levels, and when there's companies like this willing to step up and invest in our people and give them meaningful employment, that's what it's all about.
And it's this investment in training that Reese says has changed his life.
Oh, I feel this is my future. I feel like I could actually retire from this project. I'll make enough to take care of my family and my mom and dad, and maybe give back a little bit to the community as well.
This work is just the beginning of construction of the rail line. And as Jonathan says, more opportunities are bound to come for men in a tough spot like Reese. Reporting from downtown Fresno, I'm Ezra David Romero.